读新约圣经哥罗西书第二章。
Let's read the New Testament, Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Chapter 2 in Colossians.
第一节，我愿你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力。
Verse 1, for I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face.
要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足的，丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
That their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of the understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ Himself.
所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在他里面藏着。
In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
我说这话，免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。
I say this in order that no one may delude you with persuasive argument.
我身子虽与你们相离，心却与你们同在。见你们循规蹈矩，信基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。
For even though I'm absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.
因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体地居住在基督里面。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And in him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，就在此与他一同复活，都因信呢叫他从死里复活，神的功用。
Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him, through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切的过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
And when you were dead in your transgressions and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
Having cancelled out a certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him.
所以不拘在饮食上，或节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。
Therefore, let no one act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect of a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day.
这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。
Things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but a substance belongs to Christ.
不可让人因着故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。
Let no one keep defrauding you of your prize by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of the angels, taking his stand on visions he has seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind.
不持定元首，全身既然靠着他，筋节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
And not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God.
你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么仍像在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
If you have died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you are living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch?
这都是照人所吩咐、所教导的。说到这一切，正用的时候，就都败坏了。
Which all refer to things destined to perish with the using, in accordance with the commandments and teachings of men.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身。其实，在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。
These are matters which have, to be sure, the appearance of wisdom and self-made religion, and self-abasement and severe treatment of the body.But are of no value against fleshly indulgence.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we want to thank you.
我们在你里面得着了丰盛。
In you we gain fullness.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在你的里面。
Because the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form in you.
我们早晨是在求圣灵把你自己这奥秘开启在我们的里面。
This morning, and we entreat the Holy Spirit to reveal this mystery within us.
让我们在你的面前，不仅仅我们头脑能够明白。
So that before you, not only could we understand with our head knowledge.
是在带领我们进入真理的实际的里面。
But please lead us into the reality of the truth.
让你是在成为我们的拯救。
So that you truly can become our salvation.
成为我们的医治。
And you could become our healer.
成为我们的君王。
And you could become our king.
在我们生命中来带领我们。
And you could lead us in all of our lives.
来成全我们。
And you can complete us.
让你的旨意都能够成就在我们每一个人的身上。
So that your will can be accomplished in every single one of us.
我们一同谦卑地在主的面前来仰望。
We look to you in humility.
让主自己亲自来向我们说话。
May the Lord Himself speak personally to us.
感谢你，你常常这样的怜悯我们。
We thank you for that you are so merciful toward us.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们开始和弟兄姊妹交通到哥罗西书。
As we started to fellowship on the book of Colossians,
哥罗西书这里面讲到一件非常重要的事。
The book of Colossians mentions a very important thing.
它讲到神的旨意。
It talks about the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在是太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so critical.
如果我们不晓得神的旨意，
If we do not know the will of God,
就是神那一个永恒的旨意。
Which is the eternal will of God.
那一个唯一的旨意。
Which is the eternal, the only one purpose of God.
我们没有办法在我们的生活里面来晓得神给我们的带领。
Then we cannot know the leading of the Lord in our daily living.
我们有许多的需要。
We have many needs.
我们何等盼望我们的生活里面知道主带领我们做这样的事或做那样的事。
How we desire to know that the Lord will lead us this way or that way in our daily lives.
我们要用这样的侍奉或者那样的侍奉。
And how he will lead us to serve in this manner or that manner.
但这一切都在这一个旨意的掌控的底下。
However, this is all under the governance of this one will.
所以我们必须要明白神的旨意。
So we have to know the will of God.
所以使徒保罗说他为这件事尽心竭力。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul says that he has see how great a struggle he had on our behalf.
是满心知道。
So that you can know with full assurance of.
在一切属灵悟性上满心的知道。
So that you can know with all understanding and spiritual wisdom.
知道神的这个旨意。
So that you can know the will of God.
让神的旨意充满在我们的心里。
So that the will of God can be filling in our hearts.
让神的旨意来抓住我们这个人。
And so the will of God can grab hold of us.
我们这一生都受神的旨意的掌控。
So that our entire lives can be governed and by the will of God.
什么是神的旨意呢？
What is the will of God?
神的旨意就是神的爱子。
The will of God is the Son of God.
神的旨意就是基督。
The will of God is Christ.
神何等盼望我们都来认识他的儿子。
How God desires for us to all know His Son.
多多经历他的儿子。
How we all will experience His Son more and more.
得着他的儿子。
So that we can all gain of His Son.
被神的儿子所充满。
And that we can be filled with His Son.
让神的儿子从我们里面彰显出来。
And that His Son will be revealed from us.
这就是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
不仅在我们个人身上。
Not only in us individually.
也在全教会的身上。
Also corporately in the entire church.
在全宇宙的当中。
And also in the entire universe.
让神的儿子居首位。
So that the Son of God can take first place.
让神的儿子充满在万有的里面。
So that the Son of God can be in all.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the will of God.
但是求神怜悯，让圣灵把这一个旨意这样的启示在我们的里面。
We entreat the Lord to have mercy on us so that they can, the Holy Spirit can reveal this will of God in us.
让我们这一生是有目标、是有方向的一个人。
So that the rest of our lives we have purpose and a goal.
是一个侍奉神旨意的一般人。
So that we are people who would serve the will of God.
因为我们是蒙了神这样大的怜悯的一般人。
Because we have gained so much mercy from God.
他以圣召照料我们。
He has called us with a holy calling.
不是照着我们的行为。
Not according to our own deeds.
乃是照着他的旨意和恩典。
But according to his own will and his grace.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要把这个旨意启示给我们。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to reveal this will to us today.
那么这个荣耀的旨意怎样能够成就在我们身上呢？
And how would this glorious will be accomplished in us?
那么我们读到第二章的时候，
As we turn to chapter 2,
这里面有一节圣经，我想我们读的时候，我们觉得都非常的重要。
There's a verse in here that as we read it, we think it is so important.
在第二节。
In verse 2,
说盼望他们丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
Attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ Himself.
在第一章告诉我们，神的旨意就是基督。
In chapter 1, it tells us that the will of God is Christ.
在这里面，还要特别说到神的奥秘就是基督。
Here it talks particularly about that God's mystery is Christ Himself.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
什么叫神的奥秘？
What does it mean to talk about God's mystery?
就是奥秘就是人不晓得的。
Mystery is something that man can understand.
就是被隐藏起来。
Mystery is something that is hidden.
没有人见过神。
No one has seen God.
唯有父怀里的独生子。
Only the one begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
将他完全的表明了出来。
The Son fully manifested the Father.
所以没有人认识神。
So no one can understand God.
没有人知道神本性里面一切的丰富。
No one can understand the fullness of the deity.
但是借着基督。
However, through Christ.
借着神的儿子。
Through the Son of God.
就把他完全的表明出来。
He has fully manifested God.
所以这里说神的奥秘就是基督。
That's why in verse 2 it says God's mystery is Christ Himself.
你要想认识神的奥秘。
If you want to understand God's mystery,
你想知道神里面所藏的是什么？
You want to know what is hidden in God.
神的性情是怎样的性情？
You want to know about the divine nature of God.
他是怎样的一位神？
You want to know what kind of God He is.
他是怎样一位荣耀的神？
You want to know what a glorious God He is.
他是怎样一位伟大的神？
You want to know how great a God He is.
他的智慧、他的能力、他的爱心、他的公义。
And His wisdom, His power, and His righteousness, and His faithfulness.
他一切的丰盛。
All of this fullness.
你就来看基督。
You look at Christ.
基督就把这一位荣耀神的本性一切的丰富都有形有体的把它彰显了出来。
In Christ, the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
因为神乐意将他自己所有的丰盛都藏在基督的里面。
Because God has hidden all the fullness in Christ.
借着主耶稣基督。
Through Jesus Christ.
神把他自己完全的彰显出来。
The Lord has fully manifested himself.
所以这里面给我们看见神的奥秘就是基督。
So here it tells us that the, God's mystery is Christ himself.
他没有停在这里。
However, he did not stop here.
他后面就接着告诉我们。
Continuing on, he told us,
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
Verse 3, it talks about in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
什么是知识呢？
What is knowledge?
知识就是知道。
Knowledge is to know about
我们的神知道我们。
Our God knows us.
知道一切的环境。
God knows all of our circumstances.
他知道我们心里所存的是什么。
He knows what is really in our hearts.
他不需要跑到我们面前才知道。
He doesn't need to come before us to know us.
他从远处就看见我们了。
From far away, he sees us.
在我们还没生出来就认识我们了。
Before we were born, he knew us.
在母腹里面就把我们分别出来了。
In the womb of our mothers, he separated us.
这是神的知识。
This is God's knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，你我所有的难处。
Brothers and sisters, all of our difficulties.
你所有的环境。
All of your circumstances.
你所有做的你那个做不出来的题目。
All the problems you couldn't solve.
你家庭里面所有那些你觉得不可能解决的问题。
All the problems in your family that you think it cannot be resolvable.
神都知道。
God knows all.
所有的知识。
He has all the knowledge.
在他没有任何没有任何毫无黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
在他面前都是赤裸敞开的。
In him is all laid bare and open.
不仅如此
，Not only so，
然后这还有智慧。
It also mentions wisdom in verse 3。
你要光知道人家的难处，你最多是跟人家去传一传这个消息就是了。
If you only know about people's difficulty, at most you could just preach some news to him.
To others.
To others.
那么你就看见说这里面就没有智慧了。
You see, there's no wisdom.
你看见这个家马上就要破裂了。
You see, the family is about to be broken up.
你没有办法的。
You have no means.
你虽然知道了。
You know.
你可能知道一些。
You may know a little bit.
但你没有办法。
But you have no means.
这里说智慧。
Here it mentions wisdom.
所有我们问题的解答，主都知道怎么来对付。
The Lord knows the solution to all of our difficulties.
所有的智慧和知识。
He has all the wisdom and knowledge.
都在他里面。
And they were all in him.
都在基督里面。
And they were all in Christ.
所以这里面给我们看见神的智慧，神的奥秘。
So we see God's mystery here.
是的，他讲到这个，讲到基督把神里面所有的那个本性的丰盛都给彰显出来。
Yes, here it talks about in him, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
但他这里特别强调智慧和知识。
However, it mentions that wisdom and knowledge in particular.
就是神知道怎样将他的旨意成就在我们这些人身上。
Which is, he knows how to accomplish his will in us, his people.
他不仅了解我们所有的环境，我们所有的人事物。
Not only does he understand all the people, circumstances, and matters.
更是有一切的智慧。
He has all wisdom.
这个智慧就能够把他的旨意做成在我们的身上。
And this wisdom allows him to accomplish his will in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这第二章讲什么？
So what is this chapter 2 about?
第二章就讲到神的旨意是怎样成就在我们身上。
Chapter 2 refers to how God's will is accomplished in us.
那一个神的方法是什么？
So what is the means of God?
弟兄姊妹，我们的神非常注重方法。
Brothers and sisters, our God pay particular attention to the means.
我们的神不仅看重他自己的旨意。
Our God doesn't only emphasize his own will.
他同时也看重达到他旨意的那条路。
At the same time, he also put emphasis on the way by which his ends can be brought out.
他非常看重达到他旨意的那个方法。
He emphasizes the means by which his ends could be met.
为什么？
Why?
因为如果方法不照着神所启示的，
If the means are not in accordance with the revelation of God,
就算你知道神的旨意，
Even if you know the will of God,
你用别的方法，
you use other means.
你加进自己的意思。
You add in your own favorites.
最后产生出来的那不是神的旨意。
At the end, what yields is not the will of God.
不论我们有多好的热心。
No, regardless of our zeal.
不论我们多么愿意为主而活。
No matter how we're willing to live for the Lord.
但如果我们不认识达到神旨意的道路。
If we do not know the way by which we can reach the will of God.
我想稍微改变一下。
I want to change it a little bit.
我觉得有些更好一点。
There's something else that is better.
比如说你发现结果就不再是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, then you realize the end result is no longer the will of God.
就给我们看见许多这样的图画。
When we read the Old Testament, we see a lot of pictures.
你看那个时候，那个你知道人那个时候他们要盖一座城。
At the time, people wanted to build the city.
你知道吗？这个人有的时候就想用石头代用砖头代替石头。
So men wanted to replace bricks with stones with bricks.
你知道用这个砖呢、啊、盖呀、啊、就比较容易一点。
You know, it's easier to build a city with bricks.
因为砖长得都一样。
Because the bricks were all uniform in size.
哎，你不需要动太多脑筋。
You don't have to spend too much effort.
石头很麻烦。
But stones are different.
啊，每个石头都不一样。
Every single rock is stone
different. 要把这些不一样的石头能够建造在一起，实在是很麻烦的一件事。
To build using different sizes of stones is very difficult.
最好是用砖头来代替石头。
So it is best to replace bricks with stone.
那么用石器来代替灰泥。
And we want to use tar for mortar.
你知道那个石器很容易粘上去的。
You know, it's very easy to use tar to glue.
比那个灰泥要快多了。
It is much faster than using mortar.
那个灰泥很麻烦的。
Mortar is very difficult.
那么你要用水使劲泡的。
You have to use water to soak it.
你用那个没有泡透的灰泥，你去抹的话，那个墙很快就倒了。
If this mortar is not soaked through, then the wall will quickly fall.
你发现人就有的时候想盼望用砖头代替石头。
A lot of times, men wants to use bricks to replace stones.
用那个石漆代替灰泥。
We want to replace mortar with tar.
也许我们的心愿不是巴别塔。
Maybe our desire is not the Tower of Babel.
我们的心愿是建立神的家。
Maybe our desire is to build the house of God.
但是因为你发现那个方法错了。
But because your means is wrong.
你改变了。
You change it.
你取代了。
You replace something.
最后的结果还是巴别塔。
So the end result is the Tower of Babel.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们盼望建立的是神的家。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters, we decide to build the house of God.
但你发现我们用了很多取代的东西。
However, we use a lot of replacements.
石头其实预表基督说的。
Stone is a typology of Christ.
那灰泥要用水泡，那是说的十字架的工作。
Mortar has to be soaked through. That is talking about the work of the cross.
若不是借着基督和十字架。
If it were not through the Christ and the cross,
无论人觉得多么好的方法，
no matter what good means men think
of, 多么快，多么简单，
no matter how fast and how convenient,
多么容易，
no matter how easy,
弟兄姊妹，只要这个方法错了，
brothers and sisters, as long as your means are wrong,
道路错了，
your way is wrong,
最后的结果一定不是神的旨意，
the end result is surely not the will of God,
甚至和神的旨意是背道而驰，
it is totally contrary to the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，神非常看重。
Brothers and sisters, God pays particular attention on this.
就别说你代替这么多的东西。
Forget about using so many replacements.
你就是改变一点都不可以。
You just tweak it a little bit.
神让摩西建造那个小小的会幕。
God had Moses build this little tabernacle.
每一样都必须照着山上所指示的样式。
Everything has been in accordance with the patterns on the mount.
差一点都不行。
You cannot have one little discrepancy.
差一点，神的荣耀就不充满在那个会幕里。
You have one tiny discrepancy, and the glory of God will not show up.
可能你觉得，哎呀，那个钩子，哎呀，就别用铜的好了。
Maybe you say to yourself, let's not use the bronze hooks.
哎，那个现在有铁，咱们用铁钩子好了。
Let's use iron hooks.
弟兄姊妹，只要一点不是照着山上启示的样式。
Brothers and sisters, if we're not according to the revelation on the mount,
虽然你知道神的旨意，
even though you know the will of God,
你愿意让神的旨意实现，
and you want to have the will of God be revealed and manifested,
但你确实不照着神所指示的那条道路，
but if you're not taking the way by which God has revealed to you,
神的荣耀就不充满，
God's glory will not fill the place.
那个产生出来的，那就不能达到神的目的。
And whatever is manufactured will not reach the purpose of God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在是太严肃了。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a solemn matter.
在人的眼中，很多时候那是很好的主意。
In the eyes of God, something is a very great idea.
不不不不不，在 man's eyes, 在人的眼中。
In the eyes of men, it could be a very good idea.
但是神的话语告诉我们，那不过就是花言巧语的迷惑。
However, in God's word, is telling us that it is just persuasive argument in chapter 2.
当以色列百姓出埃及的时候。
When the Israelites left Egypt,
摩西的岳父就给摩西出个很好的主意。
The father-in-law of Moses, Jethro, gave him a very good idea.
他实在是爱他的女婿啊。
He truly loved his son-in-law.
他真的非常爱他。
He truly loved him very much.
他站得太辛苦了。
He thought that he labored too much.
让他能够减轻他的劳苦。
He wanted to lessen his labor.
然后增加侍奉的效率。
And he wanted to increase the efficiency of the service.
给他出了很好的主意。
So the father-in-law gave him this bright idea.
弟兄姊妹，在人的眼中是非常好的主意。
Brothers and sisters, in the eyes of men, these are very good ideas.
但是主的话是说，那不过就是花言巧语的迷惑。
However, in the words of God, it is just deluding someone with persuasive argument in verse 4.
那些被选出来，照着才干被选出来的那些首领。
You notice that all these leaders that were selected according to gifts.
中间有250个后来完全背叛。
Among them, 250 of them totally rebelled.
让神的见证受到极大的亏损。
So that the testimony of God was falling short greatly.
所以使徒保罗在这里他又说了一遍。尽心竭力。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul said it again in verse 1. You know how great a struggle I had.
为了神的旨意，他尽心竭力。
He had a great struggle for the will of God.
为了能够让弟兄姊妹、让神的儿女知道达到神旨意的这条道路，他同样是尽心竭力。
And for the way by which we can reach the will of God, he also had such a great struggle.
因为神的道路就是基督。
Because the way of God is Christ.
只有基督是我们的道路。
Only Jesus Christ is our way.
只有基督是真理。
Only Christ is truth.
只有基督是生命。
Only Christ is life.
除了他，没有人能到父那里去。
Apart from him, no one can come to the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见，不仅仅神的目的是基督。
We see that not only was God's purpose, Christ.
不仅神的旨意是基督。
Not only was Christ his will.
达到神旨意的道路还是基督。
The way to reach the God's will is also Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你不能够改变这个神的道路。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot alter the way of God.
你不能够在基督以外寻找什么样其他的帮助。
You cannot search outside of Christ any other help.
否则的话，你就发现那不过就是人许多的花言巧语的迷惑。
Otherwise, it is just being deluded by persuasive argument.
使徒保罗在这里他说他尽心竭力。
The Apostle Paul said that he had such a great struggle.
让他们能够明白。
So that they can have this understanding.
特别是在哥罗西聚会的弟兄姊妹。
Particularly to have this understanding in the brothers and sisters in Colossae.
也是在各地聚会的弟兄姊妹。
And all the brothers and sisters that gathered elsewhere.
都需要有这个清楚的看见。
And they all need to have this clear understanding.
他就好让他们得安慰。
So that their hearts can be encouraged.
为什么说心里得安慰？
Why do we say that their hearts need to be encouraged?
因为使徒保罗在这矫正他们，更正他们。
Because the Apostle Paul was correcting them.
因为他们在基督以外寻找帮助。
Because outside of Christ they were seeking other help.
他们试图改变达到神旨意的道路。
They wanted to change the means by which they can reach the will of God.
被人家更正，被人家改变，都是让人常常感到灰心的。
So it's a little despairing when people correct you.
让人感到很泄气的。
And you could lose hope.
但是使徒保罗这里他尽心竭力。
However, the apostle said that he had such a great struggle.
让他们不是丧胆，不是泄气。
So that they would not lose heart.
但是让他们得着鼓舞，让他们得着安慰。
So that they can be encouraged and comforted.
这才是真实的道路。
Because this is the true way.
从前他们所选择的道路，那是虚假的道路。
Earlier, the way they have chosen was the false way.
现在他们是有道路可走的一般人。
Now there are people who have a way to go.
弟兄姊妹，这是让我们心里得着鼓舞，得着安慰的。
Brothers and sisters, that is why our hearts can be encouraged and comforted.
说因爱心互相联络。
Here it talks about in verse 2, having been knit together in love.
怎么突然碰到爱心互相联络去了？
How come this reference suddenly shows up about being knitted together in love?
因为保罗他在这里尽心竭力。
Because the Apostle Paul has such a great struggle.
让他们能明白神达到神旨意的一条路是什么。
That they could understand the way by which they can reach the will of God.
不仅让他们里面得着鼓舞，得着安慰。
Not only would they be encouraged and comforted.
让他们还进入爱的交通的里面。
He also wants to enable them to enter into the fellowship of love.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当人的意见跟你不一样的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you see that you have differing opinions with other people,
当人来更正、来改正我们的时候，
when people are correcting you,
仇敌常常让我们不在爱中的联络。
The enemy of a lot of times prevent us from being knit in love.
让我们从此就远离了。
So that we are far apart physically.
你跟我是不一样的。
You and I are different.
你跟我的看法是不同的。
We have differing opinion.
使徒保罗这里给我们看见在爱里面互相联络。
The Apostle Paul shows us how we need to be knit together in love.
借着这样的爱中的交通，
through the fellowship in love,
让我们在光中见光，
so that in light we see light.
让我们对神的旨意看越过越清楚，
so that we can see clearer and clearer the will of God.
让我们对达到神旨意的道路越看越清楚，
so that we can see clearer and clearer the way by which we can reach the will of God.
以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心，
attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding.
不仅灵里面有看见，
not only do you have the seeing in the spirit,
在悟性中，在我们的思想、情感、意志里面都清清楚楚地看见了。
In your emotions and will and understanding, you can see it clearly.
丰丰足足地在悟性中，
in the wealth and in your understanding,
有充足的信心，
full assurance.
这英文这个实在是很多，被这一个充满了，这信心被这个充满了。
So you have the full assurance of understanding.
信心被神的这条道路充满了。
So you have full assurance in this way by which you can reach the will of God.
使徒保罗常常用这个 fullness, 用这个充满这个词。
The Apostle Paul's pet peeve word is fullness.
在第一章他说要满心知道神的旨意。
In verse 2, you have the in chapter 1, you know with all your heart the in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这里说要把这个神的奥秘，神的那个达到神旨意的道路充满在我们信心的里面。
And he also says that he wants to give us the full assurance of the way by which we can reach the will of God.
你被神的旨意充满，你就被神的旨意抓住。
If you are filled with the will of God, you have been grabbed hold of the will of God.
你被神的奥秘充满，你的信心就不在他以外的有所信靠。
If you are filled with the will of God, you would not have any faith in anything other outside of Christ.
但也不靠其他的方法。
You will not rely on any other means.
单单靠神的方法。
You will only rely on the means of God and Him alone.
使徒保罗他这里要尽心竭力啊。
And therefore, the Apostle Paul said how great a struggle he had.
弟兄姊妹，因为这件事太重要了。
Because it is so important.
弟兄姊妹，因为如果不是照着神的方法。
Because if we are not doing it according to the means of God.
一定被引诱出去的。
We will be attracted to other means.
一定达不到神的旨意。
Surely we would not reach the will of God.
所以在这里他尽心竭力。
Therefore, he says he has such how great a struggle.
我身子与你们相离，心却与你们同在。
In verse 5, even though I'm absent in body, nevertheless, I'm with you in spirit.
他在灵里面为他们来警醒。
In his spirit, he's keeping alert.
他往在他们中间有那个循规蹈矩和信基督的心坚固。
And he is hoping to see the good discipline and the stability of their faith in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到的循规蹈矩乃是说到属灵的次序。
Brothers and sisters, good discipline refers to the spiritual order.
什么时候我们照着神的方法？
Anytime when we follow the means of God.
在我们自己生命中就有个次序。
So in our lives, we will have this order.
有一个正确的次序。
We have a correct order.
教会就有一个正常的次序。
And the church will also have a correct order.
什么时候我们照着神的这个方法，我们在那里跟随的时候。
Anytime when we pursue him according to the means of God,
我们就越过越觉得基督可靠。
More and more we can see how reliable Christ
is. 不再靠基督以外的任何的人事物。
And we will not rely on any other thing or matter or means outside of Christ.
所以在头一段他就给我们看见到底什么是达到神旨意的道路。
So in the first paragraph here, he shows us the way by which we can reach the will of God.
神打倒他旨意的那条道路就是基督。
The way by which we can reach the will of God is Christ.
所积蓄的一切的智慧知识都在他里面。
Because in verse 3, in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
而且告诉我们这件事是何等的紧要。
It also tells us how important this matter is.
那么具体的来讲，神他怎样的让他的旨意成就在我们身上呢？
So concretely, how would God accomplish His will in us?
后面他就一条一条、一件一件告诉我们。
Then he tells us issue by issue.
那么我想重点的哈，大概这里提到四个方面。
It talks about four major aspects.
头一方面，他就是说到你们既然接受了主基督耶稣。
First aspect is found in verse 6. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们盼望神的旨意成就在人的身上，
Brothers and sisters, if we want the will of God to be accomplished in men,
头一件事就必须和基督发生关系。
First, we have to be connected with Jesus Christ.
我们要接受主耶稣基督。
We have to receive Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督进入到我们生命的里面。
The Lord Jesus Christ would enter into our lives.
换句话说，我们这个人蒙恩得救了。
In other words, we've been saved by grace.
我们人从上头而生了。
We have been born above.
我们不是头脑接受一些关乎基督的知识。
We're not just accepting some head knowledge about the Lord Jesus Christ.
而是实在在生命当中和他完全的有了接触。
But in reality, in life, we have been connected with Him.
我们真的觉得自己真的是蒙了大福了。
We think that we have been blessed so greatly.
哎呀，我们真的是蒙恩得救了。
Well, I've truly been saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，这是神太大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a great blessing from God.
弟兄姊妹，想想我们这个人怎么会得救啊？
We think about how we can be saved.
这是神他真的用充足的各种各样的智慧知识来成就在我们身上的。
It is all with His wisdom and knowledge and fullness that this can be accomplished in us.
想一想，我们每个人蒙恩的就都是不一样啊。
We think about how we were saved in different circumstances.
而且每一个人的都太奇妙了。
And all of our salvation stories are so wondrous.
都是神智慧的那个奇妙的作为。
It is all His wise workings.
有一个弟兄，他这个得救之前呢，从来都不去聚会的。
We have this brother who had never been to any meetings before he was saved.
从来都没有想过神的事情。
He has never even thought about any matters of God.
那么真的离神远到一个地步，他自己都不知道多远。
He was so far away from God. He himself didn't know how far away he was.
有一天，他听说他太太去参加聚会。
One day he heard his wife was going to a meeting.
怕他太太这个上当受骗。
And he said his wife has been deluded.
就每次问问，哎，今天讲什么？
So he asked his wife, today, what did the preacher say?
那么那个他太太很害怕。
And his wife was very scared.
因为他先生这个脾气非常暴躁的。
Because her husband had a very bad temper.
那个，如果讲的不对，那真的让他就是以后就是离神那更远了。
If she didn't say the right words, then she would lead him to be further away from God.
他就祷告。
So she prayed.
哎，他就听了，他想了，今天到底听什么了
？So she was thinking, what did I really hear today?
哎，他想起主的一句话。
Then she remembered a word from God.
他跟他先生讲。
So she said to her husband.
哎，你知道我们今天讲了一件事情。
Today we talked about this.
保证你特别喜欢。
I guarantee you will like it.
就是丈夫要顺服妻，妻子顺服丈夫。
Which is wives, submit to your husbands.
哎呀，他一听说这太好了。
And the husband heard that this is indeed marvelous.
哦，原来妻子要顺服丈夫的。
Wives have to be submissive to their husbands.
所以他第二个主日就去聚会了。
So the second Lord's Sunday, he went to the meeting.
那一天主就救了。
That day, the Lord saved him.
弟兄姊妹，多么奇妙的救恩！
Brothers and sisters, what a wonderful story.
哦，不是在乎那定义的和奔跑的。
It is not him who calls or him who runs.
在乎那发怜悯的神。
But it depends on him who had mercy.
是他的智慧和知识。
It is his wisdom and his knowledge.
是他的怜悯临到了我们。
And it is his mercy that came upon us.
但是我们得蒙恩的就是实在是太好的一件事。
It is indeed great to be saved by grace.
但是不能停在这里。
But we cannot stop at this stage.
如果我们只停在这里，神的旨意还不能够成就在我们身上。
If we stop merely at this stage, the will of God cannot be accomplished in us.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩的是太大的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, for us to be saved by grace is indeed a great thing.
但是很大的难处，有的时候就因为我们停在了这里。
But difficulties arise because we stop at this stage.
他说：“你们既然接受了主基督耶稣。”
In verse 6 it says, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord,
就当遵他而行。
So walk in him.
这个英文大家听得很清楚啊，就是在他里面行走。
You have to walk in him.
中文翻成遵他而行也是很好的。
In the Chinese translation it says, follow his commandments.
弟兄姊妹，这一位荣耀的主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, this glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅成了我们的救主。
Not only was, is he become our savior.
他今天进到了我们生命里面。
Today he has come into our lives.
他要在我们里面来安家。
He wants to find a dwelling place in our hearts.
他要在这做当家的。
He wants to be in charge.
他是主啊。
He is Lord.
所以这就接受主基督耶稣啊。
So here it says, after you have received Christ Jesus the Lord.
从前我们是以自我为中心的。
Earlier, we were self-centered.
我就是主啊。
I am my Lord.
什么事都是我做主啊。
I'm in charge of everything about me.
现在要遵他而行了。
Now I have to walk in him.
现在多了，已经有另外一个主了。
Now I have another Lord.
一个人不能侍奉两个主啊。
One cannot have two Lords, masters.
要么他做主，要么我做主。
Either he is Lord or I am Lord.
反正你得有一个人做主。
You have to have one person in charge.
现在基督要在我们里面做主了。
Now the Lord Jesus has to be in charge.
你发现整个的生活的中心变了。
So you know the center focal point of your life has changed.
弟兄姊妹，这是许许多多神的儿女的难处。
Brothers and sisters, here lays a lot of our difficulty for many brothers and sisters.
这是神的旨意不能够在我们身上成全一个很大的拦阻。
This is the hindrance by which a lot of times the will of God cannot be accomplished in us.
就是我们从前都是照着自己的意思。
Which is before we acted according to our own will.
我们蒙恩得救以后。
After we have been saved by grace.
我们没有遵他而行。
We did not walk in him.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫遵他而行啊？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to walk in him?
你要学习顺服他的话语。
You have to learn to obey his word.
弟兄姊妹，从前是哪里有工作，哪里就是就我就去哪里。
Previously, wherever you have jobs, you will move there.
工作就是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
And the job has become a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
哪里能够赚钱，那就是我的灯，我的光。
Where I can make money, that is my lamp and that is my light.
哪里那我的儿女就是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
And my children have also become the light to my feet and
the light to my path. 我所有的生活都以我儿女为中心的。
My life circles and whirls around my children.
现在要遵他而行了。
Now I have to walk in him.
他的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光了。
His word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my way, my path.
我们有个弟兄，他这个原来就是工作，是他脚前的灯，路上的光。
Earlier we had a brother, and his job was a lamp to his feet
and light to his path. 哪里有工作，他就跟到哪里。
Wherever he had a job, he would follow.
他就跟到了 Houston.
And he followed the job to Houston.
因为这里有工作。
Because there are jobs here.
所以他就欢欢喜喜把全家都搬来了。
So with great joy, he moved his whole family to Houston.
而他发现神真的很恩待他。
And he found that God was indeed gracious to him.
不仅他得工作，太太也得工作。
Not only did he had a job, his wife had a job.
而且他发现和弟兄姊妹在一起，他里面被开启。
And also his heart is revealed when he's with brothers and sisters.
哦，他发现现在是主的话，是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
And the Lord has revealed to him that it's the Lord's word that is a lamp to his feet and a light to his path.
他愿意和弟兄姊妹一起来追求。
He desired to pursue the Lord with all the brothers and sisters.
突然有一天。
Suddenly there was a day.
他跟我讲。
He said to me.
我跟我太太的工作都没了。
Both myself and my wife have lost our jobs.
我说，主不是把你们带到 Houston 吗？
I said, didn't the Lord move you to Houston?
我说，你们回去祷告一下。
Why don't you go back and pray?
他说这个时候太艰难了。
He said that this is such a difficult time.
他问我怎么样来找工作。
He asked me how he could find a job.
说从前我是 工作哪有工作就去哪里。
He said that previously, wherever there's a job, he would go.
现在我觉着不是这样了。
Now he had a change of heart.
他说我现在觉着主把我摆在这里。
He now says that he feels that the Lord has put him here.
为什么把我跟我太太工作同时都拿走了？
And why did he, the Lord remove both of our jobs at the same time?
他说我这个工作休斯顿除了这个公司再也没有第二家。
Outside of this company, there's no other company that would offer a similar job to me.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我们和弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
We prayed for him with all the Burns sisters.
开始的时候他还是到处去发简历。
And originally, he would still send his resumes everywhere.
那么过了一段时间以后
After a period of time
他说他不发简历
After a while he said he is not sending out any resume
他说他平安了
He has peace
他说他跟妻子一起祷告的时候
As he prayed with his wife
主说这是我把你们带来的地方
The Lord said this is the place I brought you to
主说我一定会给你预备工作
The Lord said surely I will prepare jobs for you
他觉得主一定会给他预备工作
And he said that surely the Lord would prepare jobs for them.
好几个月过去了。
Many months followed.
一个回应都没有。
Not one response came.
他们一共差不多有半年的时间，差不多到八月份，到八月份，那么整个的这个工作就全都停止了。
There's a period of 6 months, and in August, every activities would stop about the job.
从二月份一直等到七月份。
So from February till July, he waited.
没有任何消息。
There was not a single news.
我的里面有点着急。
I was a little worried.
我问弟兄。
So I asked my brother.
弟兄说有平安。
My brother said he had peace.
现在平安在他心里做主。
And now peace is ruling and
gaining his life. 不是工作在他里面做主。
And the job is no longer the Lord.
他现在学习遵他而行。
Now he's learning to walk in him.
太奇妙了。
It is so wondrous.
就八月这一个月。
In the single month of August alone.
有一个公司让他去面试了四次。
A company had him interviewed 4 times.
就在他那个工作要结束前的一个星期，把工作给他。
Then his last week in his first job, he got his second job.
弟兄姊妹，你发现他在基督里扎根。
Brothers and sisters, you see that he is being firmly rooted in Christ.
他在那里被建立。
He is being built up.
你看他感谢的心增长了。
And you see that he's overflowing with gratitude.
弟兄姊妹，你发现有的时候我们说感谢的心怎么没那么多呢？
Sometimes you feel that your heart is not full of gratitude.
你要看看你到底遵什么而行。
You have to know what you're walking in.
你要遵着钱财而行。
If you're walking in money,
你就发现你就在钱财里扎根。
Then you are firmly rooted in money.
你就发现慢慢慢慢我们里面不是感谢的心增长
Gradually you will know that you are not overflowing with gratitude
恐怕是埋怨的心在增长
You are overflowing with murmuring
弟兄姊妹我们到底遵什么而行
Brothers and sisters, whatever you walk in
有的时候我们遵着孩子而行
Sometimes we walk in the ways of our children
哦，孩子就是我们脚前的灯路上的光
So the children have become lamp to our feet and light our path
我们的孩子的需要就超过了一切
And the needs of our children exceed everything else.
孩子成了我们生活的中心。
And our children become our focal point in life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们遵着孩子而行
，If we walk in our children，
你怎么能在基督里扎根呢
？How can you be rooted in Christ？
多少的年日都过去了
，A long time has ensued.
孩子从生下来到18岁，这18年的光景。
18 years from the birth of a child to
his growing up. 别人这十八年在基督里面扎根。
Other people are firmly rooted in Christ in 18 years.
我们这十八年是在孩子身上扎根。
We are being firmly rooted in our children.
弟兄姊妹，你们十八年过去了。
So 18 years goes by.
我们好像还是站在红海边上的一般人。
We're still standing beside the Red Sea.
我们好像在我们身找不到什么感恩的地方。
There's nothing that we can give gratitude of.
有的时候我们觉得说，在博饼聚会，我们说要鼓励弟兄姊妹，要献上感谢和赞。
Sometimes we say that we want to encourage brothers and sisters to offer up thanksgiving and praises in table meeting.
弟兄姊妹，遵他而行。
Brothers and sisters, walk in Him.
当你遵他而行的时候
，When you walk in Him,
感恩的心一定增长。
Then you will be overflowing with gratitude.
弟兄姊妹，特别是在难处当中。
Particularly when you're in difficulty.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些从前活在旧造里的一般人。
We who were previously living in the old creation.
我们太习惯照着世上的这些的原则来活着。
We were too accustomed to live by the principles of this world.
我们不喜欢照遵他而行。
We do not like to walk in him.
我们愿意遵着世上的标准而活着。
We want to walk in the standards of this world.
所以我们入到很多痛苦当中。
Therefore, we fall into much pain.
弟兄姊妹，那是神的怜悯吗？
Brothers and sisters, is that the mercy of God?
那是神给我们一个机会。
That is an opportunity that God has given us.
让我们在那个时候来学习遵他而行。
So that at that time, we can learn to walk in him.
有一个姊妹在她的家庭里面出了很大的难处。
There's a sister who has a lot of difficulty at home.
那么这个整个的家庭因当然这个当然不能说一个人的原因了，因为夫妻两个呢都是两个巴掌，对吧？一个巴掌拍不响的，但是他是很大的难处。
Well, we can't blame one spouse for the fault, but you know, because of the spouses, they've fallen into great difficulties.
那么你说难到一个地步哈，他们说那天就要离婚。
They were in such difficulty that day they said they were going to get a divorce.
他找到弟兄姊妹。
And they found some brothers and sisters.
说怎么办？
And they said, what do we do?
说我的先生今天就已经找了律师了。
Today my husband has found the lawyer.
我的公公我的婆婆都站在我先生那边。
My mother-in-law and father-in-law are all standing on, taking the side of my husband.
他们三个人对我一个人。
It's 3-1.
我根本没有办法。
I had no means.
他都是他们错了。
They're all at fault.
都是他们怎样怎样对我了。
They have maltreated me.
哎呀，他们实在是太过分了。
They have gone above the line.
他问弟兄姊妹有没有办法。
So they asked the brothers and sisters, do you have a way out?
照着世上的方法，咱们就分了就算了。
According to the ways of the world, they should just be divorced.
他和弟兄姊妹在一起交通的时候。
As she was fellowshipping with brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹说祷告。
Brothers and sisters said, let's pray.
他们来到主面前去祷告。
And they all came before the Lord to pray.
祷告以后。
After they prayed,
有一句话。
They have some word from God.
承认离弃罪恶的必蒙怜恤。
He who confesses his transgressions will receive mercy.
他的话是我们脚前的灯。
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
他说，必蒙怜恤吗？
She said that would I surely receive mercy?
都到了这个地步了。
I've fallen into this condition.
已经破裂到这样的地步了。
Our marriage has been in this degradation.
还能够蒙怜恤吗？
Can I still gain his mercy?
弟兄姊妹交通说，承认离弃罪过。
If you confess your sins and leave your sins,
他照着主的话。
So according to the word of God,
他向先生认罪。
She confessed her sins to her husband.
他向公公婆婆认罪。
She confessed her sins to her father-in-law and mother-in-law.
他真的非常的稀奇。
And amazingly,
他先生说，哎，都是我的错。
And her husband said, it's all my fault.
他的公公说，哎，好好讲，什么话都可以好好讲。
And her father-in-law says, we can resolve this.
她经历了神的话。
She experienced the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Brothers and sisters, his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
学习遵他而行。
Learn to walk in him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样遵他而行的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as we walk in him in this manner.
你看我们的生命有没有改变。
You see how our life can be changed.
我们在基督里面坚固了。
In Christ, we have been established.
我们这个人扎根了。
And we have been firmly rooted.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们这种感谢的心，一直的感谢，一直赞美。
And we're overflowing with gratitude.
你不让他赞美，他都还要赞美。
You will heap praise upon praise.
你说今天的薄饼时间到了，他还要开口，还要赞美。
Even at the conclusion of a table meeting, he still wants to praise.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们盼望神的旨意成就在我们身上。
Brothers and sisters, if we desire the will of God to be accomplished.
当然，我们开始，我们必须要接受主耶稣基督。
Surely we have to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们必须要遵他而行。
However, more importantly, we have to walk in him.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这件事太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so critical.
虽然听起来好像是初新造就一样。
Even though this is seemingly something for the new believers.
弟兄姊妹，但是许许多多神的儿女今天处在软弱、失败、痛苦的里面，就是因为没有遵他而行。
However, a lot of children of God who has fallen in weakness, pain, and sorrow is because they did not walk in Him.
我们的生命好像没有长大一样。
It's like our lives have not matured.
许多人的花言巧语迷惑了我们。
So we can be deluded with persuasive arguments.
钱财的迷惑迷惑了我们。
So we can be deluded with persuasive money.
家庭、工作、孩子迷惑了我们。
And we can be deluded with family, career,And children.
这些把我们从主面前给掳去了好像。
And so this has been taken us captive from the Lord.
这里面说到遵他而行。
Here it talks about walk in him.
弟兄姊妹太荣耀了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so glorious.
弟兄姊妹当我们这样经历的时候。
As we experience him in this manner.
你看我们扎根坚固被建立。
And we will be firmly rooted and being built up.
我们常常成为一个感恩的人。
And we will be people who constantly offer thanksgiving.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
不仅接受主基督耶稣。
Not only do we receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅遵他而行。
Not only do we walk in him.
哎呀，后面还要说，要照着基督。According to.
Also, later on it talks about we need to be in walk according to him.
他说不要照着人的理学。
And verse 8 it says not to be according to the philosophy of men,
人的虚空的妄言,
or according to empty deception,
人间的遗传, 世上的小学,
or according to tradition of men or elementary principles of the world.
不要照着这些,
do not do according to those,
要照着基督,
but do according to Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道，当我们在主里面有这样的扎根生活的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if we have a life that is firmly rooted and built up in Him,
这个生命在我们里面自然的就让我们往前去。
This life will propel us forward.
让我们要经历更丰盛的生命。
So that we can experience more life more abundantly.
让我们里面羡慕和基督完全联合的生活。
So that we want to long for the perfect union with Christ.
像使徒保罗一样，真的是盼望更多的认识基督。
So that just like the Apostle Paul, we desire to know Him more.
甚至能够磨成他死的形状。
So that we can be molded in the likeness of his death.
或者我们也可以享受那从死里复活的大能。
So that we can also enjoy the power of the resurrection.
你发现神的圣灵在我们身上就一直这样来，好像在我们里来感动我们。
So that you see that the life of Christ is stirring us in this manner.
不仅仅能够这样享受基督，这样的亲近他，这样经历他是这样的一个奇妙的救主。
Not only and we enjoy him and drawing near to him and drawing near to him as a beloved dear Lord.
我们更愿意好好侍奉他。
We also desire to serve him better.
我们觉得我们真的需要能力啊。
We truly need strength.
哎，我们觉得我们需要太多了，我们觉得好像我们太贫穷了。
We feel that we need so much, we're so poor.
这个时候怎么办
？So what do we do now?
啊，你发现有很多学问。
You see that this is quite deep.
有很多的理学。
There's a lot of philosophy.
当然，这个说的是这个哲学了，实际上不仅哲学。还有科学，还有心理学，甚至还有神学。
So this reference to philosophy includes religion, psychology, science, and philosophy.
我记得在这个信主没多久以后。
I remember shortly after I was saved by grace.
那个时候真的是盼望能够更多的认识基督的丰盛。
I truly desire to know the abundance of Christ.
所以那个时候我就去找这个我的室友。
So at the time, I looked for my roommate.
我说我找的室友一定是经过基督丰盛的人。
So I wanted to find a roommate who has experienced the fullness of Christ.
哎，后来他们说有一个你可以跟他做 roommate 了。
So that somebody told me there's someone else here who can be a roommate.
哦，我说他真的丰盛吗
？I saw it. I said, does he possess fullness?
哦，他一定丰盛的。
So he has fullness.
他有三十几卷那个非常厚的那个神学的著作。
So he has this 30-some books on religion.
哎呀，我说那太令人羡慕了。
So I said, this is what I long for.
我说那我能跟他做 roommate 吗
？So will he take me as a roommate?
那么他就完全同意了。
And he agreed.
哎呀，高兴啊
！I was so happy.
这回有机会丰盛了。
Now I can enter into fullness.
照着这三十几本，那就丰盛了。
So according to these 36 books, I could gain fullness.
那么我们就定了计划。
So we set up a plan.
啊，我们说那怎样的丰盛啊？
So how do we reach fullness?
他说你就一卷一卷的读吧。
So he said, why don't you read book by book?
只要你照着这三十几卷，你到时候一定丰盛。
As you go by all these 33 books, then you will be full.
我说那你都读过了吗？
I said, have you read all these 33
books? 我们都已经丰盛过了。
So he said, I've read them all and I've gained fullness.
哎呀，我说真的太好了。
So I said, this is good.
那么后来我们就搬在一起。
So then we moved in together.
我觉得很稀奇。
So amazingly,
每次我在那里要追求丰盛的时候，
every time I was pursuing after fullness,
我看他怎么在楼下看电视啊？
He was downstairs watching the TV.
我说他都丰盛了。
Maybe he's gained fullness.
基督是他喜乐的泉源。
Christ is the source of his joy.
你说我们这开始这律法思想都很重的。
You know, before I was fallen in all these legalism.
我说这个都丰盛了。
He has gained fullness.
不是看一会儿啊。
He didn't just watch TV for a little while.
看看新闻也就算了。
He didn't just watch the news.
你知道那个时候年轻，我们都不按时睡觉的。
You know, when I was young, I never go to bed on time.
等到这个两点三点，我从楼上下来的时候。
So when I was 2 or 3 a.m., I walked from downstairs, upstairs to downstairs.
哎呦，还在那看呢。
He was still watching TV.
我说都丰盛了，怎么都变成这样了？
So I said, how could you fall into this condition when you've gained fullness?
那他是年长的，我是年幼的。
He's the older one, I'm the younger one.
我也不敢问的。
So I dare not ask him.
但我心里呢很惧怕。
But I had this great fear in my heart.
我照着这三十几卷丰盛以后又变成这个样子。
If I fall in all these 30-some books and to gain fullness in this manner and fall into this condition.
果然不出所料。
Of course, just as I expected.
我还没有开始读呢。
I haven't started reading the book.
你就发现那个电视又把我抓住了。
The TV has captured me.
因为后来我们就后来又分开住了。
Then we moved away from each other.
没人看见了。
Nobody could see.
有 roommate 看他，那不好意思嘛。
If a roommate, you can see each other's shortcomings.
那他看我也看，那不就分别不出来了吗？
He watches TV, I watch TV. You can't separate.
现在是一个人住了。
Now I'm in my own room by myself.
虽然有这三十几卷的丰盛摆在那里啊。
Even though I have 30-some books of fullness in front of me.
我发现那一个电视比那个丰盛的力量大多了。
But I discovered the power of TV is much greater than all these books.
我发现照着那个丰盛，它不拯救我呀。
And this fullness offered by the books cannot save me.
弟兄姊妹，这里说我们有的时候被掳去了。
Brothers and sisters, in verse 8, it talks about somehow we are taken captive.
不是照着这些的丰盛。
It is not through these fullness.
而是照着基督。
But it's and according to Christ.
所积蓄的一切的丰盛都在他里面呢。
Because in him are hidden all the treasures.
哦，弟兄姊妹，所有的丰盛在他里面呢。
All the fullness is buried in him.
感谢主，后来主让我经历。
I thank the Lord. Later on, he enabled me to experience
this. 其实丰盛在基督里边呢。
And then I experienced that fullness is in Christ.
那个时候的学生，你知道，那个时候学生真的是经济上真的是非常的非常的拮据的。
You know, at that time, we really were poor students.
不是我，就是说来的新生，来的新生。
Not me. Generally, students are poor students.
那个时候我们要去给他们传福音的时候，我们进到他们的宿舍里面。
When we had to preach the gospel, we had to get into their dormitory.
那跟现在去他们的宿舍完全不一样。
It's totally different when you go into their dormitory nowadays.
那么那个时候他们有四个男生是住在一个公寓里。
At that time, 4 young men would share one apartment.
他们吃饭坐在地上，看书坐在地上，当睡觉也在地上，所有都在地上。
All the activities took place on the floor. They eat on the floor. They study on the floor. They even sleep on the floor.
他们舍不得花一点的钱去买家具的。
They would not dare to spend money to buy furniture.
那你说这个你要给他传福音？
You said that you're going to preach the gospel to them.
你说你的神是那样的丰富。
And you say that your God is so abundant.
你说我们的这个都坐在地上。
But we're all sitting on the floor.
好不好让你的神给我们丰富一下。
Maybe you can share the fullness of your God with us.
你知道我心里就跟，当我也跟他们做见证，神不是 不是说我们要求什么就给我们什么，不是这样的。
Of course, I share with them, God is not a materialistic God. 我们的神
是把他最好的给我们。
Our God wants to give us His best.
但问题他们就坐在地上啊。
The problem is they're sitting on the floor.
所以我回去以后呢，觉得主啊，他们就真的是坐在地上。
After I went back and I said, Lord, the students were sitting on the floor.
那么我里面感觉说，你好好好不好为他祷告。
So inside me, there's an urging for us to pray for them.
我就求主说，你好不好给他们预备一些的家具。
So I entreated the Lord to prepare some furniture for them.
哎，第二天就有一个弟兄给我打电话。
The second day, a brother called me.
他说他知道有一家有一个桌子。
He said that he knows one family has this table.
而且呢，他说他把那个卡车借给我。
And he would also loan me his truck.
哎，我说太好了。
So I said, this is good.
我一祷告就有卡车。
I prayed and a truck appeared.
而且还可以运来一个桌子。
And the truck also carries a table on it.
更强如他们都坐在地上吃饭吧。
It is better than for them to sit on the floor to eat.
那么我就去了。
So I went.
到了那家，我发现那家，哎呀，乱的真的是不能再乱了。
I arrived at that family. It was so messy.
我说你们家怎么这么乱？
I said, how come you're so messy?
实在是很不礼貌的话，但是他说没有关系，说因为我们明天全家都要回大陆了。
It is very impolite question, but they said, well, tomorrow we're all moving back to China.
我一看他们家好多东西啊。
I saw that they have a lot of possessions.
我说你怎么就只有一个桌子给我？
So I said, how come you only giving me a table?
他说他就觉得这个桌子像样，所以把桌子给我。
So he said that only this table is presentable, so he's only giving you the table.
我说那你其他东西呢？
So what about the other things?
你把桌子运走，我们把它们统统扔到垃圾桶里去。
They said that after you move the table, we're going to dump everything into the dumpster.
我说别别别，都装在我卡车上好了。
So just stop, put everything in my truck.
我那一天装了一大卡车的东西。
That day I had a truckload full of stuff.
你知道当我运到这些学生那里去的时候。
You know, that day when I moved all that stuff to the students.
他们不敢相信他们的眼。
They could not believe their eyes.
你的神真的是丰富。
Your God indeed is abundant.
当然我们的神的丰富还不是外面的。
Of course, our God is not just full on the outward sense.
Oh, 他让我们在基督里面与他同死。
In Christ, He allowed us to die with Christ.
我们与他死的形状联合。
And we are united with Him in the likeness of His death.
我们与他复活的形状联合。
We will also be united in the likeness of His resurrection.
我们更是在生命中经历奇妙生命的释放。
We have all experiences a wondrous liberty in life.
从前我们胜不过的。
Things we could not triumph or overcome before. The things that kept us in bondage.
捆绑我们的。
The things that has fetters over us.
弟兄姊妹，所有的丰盛都在他里面。
Brothers and sisters, all the fullness is in Him.
他使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
It is Him who took us away the removal of the body of the flesh.
是他让我们脱离律法的辖制。
It is Him who led us out of the bondage of legalism.
是他胜过了一切的仇敌的权势。
It is He who triumphed over all the bondage of enemies.
弟兄姊妹，在信心里面，我们回到灵里面。
In the spirit, in faith, we go before Him.
什么时候碰到他
？Anytime we have in contact with Him.
不仅是地位上与他联合。
Not only are we united in Him in the position.
是实际的与他联合在一起。
In reality, we're in union with Him.
什么时候我们摸到主耶稣基督
？Anytime we touch the Lord Jesus Christ.
什么时候锁链捆绑就脱落了
？Anytime a bondage of fetters are broken.
就别说什么电视了，什么情欲了，什么这些的罪恶了，什么许许多多这些我们胜不过的。
Forget about TV, flesh, and all these sinful lusts.
哦，弟兄姊妹，一切的丰盛都在他里面呐。
Brothers and sisters, all the fullness is in Him.
不要照着那些的理学。
Do not act according to the empty deception.
不要照着那些的神学。
Do not act according to religion.
照着基督。
Act according to Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so glorious.
弟兄姊妹，你看看我们在基督里所蒙受的恩典有多么大呢
？See how great a blessing we have gained in Jesus' Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面有这样的一种渴望
，If we have this longing in us.
主会一直的带领我们。
The Lord will lead us forward.
因为他要把他的旨意成全在我们的身上。
Because He wants to accomplish His will in us.
不仅是接受主耶稣基督。
Not only do we receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
不仅是遵他而行。
Not only do we walk in Him.
而且是照着基督。
We act according to Christ.
哎呀，他要把我们磨成他死的形状。
And he will mold us in the likeness of his death.
磨成他复活的形状。
And he will mold us in the likeness of his resurrection.
他升天的形状。
He will mold us in the likeness of his ascension.
他大能的形状。
He will mold us into the likeness of his great power.
弟兄姊妹，这一切的丰盛都在基督的里面。
All this fullness is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，因为时间的缘故，我们没有办法给弟兄姊妹再更多的再讲许多的见证。
Because of that time, we cannot share more testimonies.
但是这实在是神在一步一步来带领我们。
But truly, God is leading us step by step.
那么后面一大段。
There's this big paragraph afterwards.
十六节一直到最后。
From verse 16 till the end.
这里面就特别提到一件事。
Here it talks particularly about one thing.
持定元首。
Holding fast to the head.
这里面说到。许多神的儿女持定的不是元首。
It talks about a lot of children of God are not holding fast to the head.
他们抓住的是一些影子。
What they're holding fast to are just mere shadows.
他们是捕风捉影啊。
They're chasing after the wind and shadow.
弟兄姊妹，我蒙恩得救以前真的都是捕风捉影啊。
Before we were saved by grace, we were just chasing after winds and shadows.
我们从前过这样的日子，我们真的觉得太痛苦了。
We looked at that life from before. It was so painful.
现在蒙恩得救了。
Now we've been saved by grace.
我们要盼望让神的旨意成就在我们身上。
We desire for the will of God to be accomplished in us.
但是你发现许多时候人还是要抓住一些的影子。
However, you know that man still wants to grab hold of mere shadow.
有的人要守节期的。
Some people want to follow festivals.
有节期，有月朔，有安息日。
Festivals, new moons, and Sabbath days.
哦，很多的日子很重要的啊。
Many days are very important.
哦，这种日子你不来教会，那你就完了。
If you don't come to the church on these days, you are finished.
如果你这些日子来，你就差不多了。
If you come on these days, you're so okay.
至少这一年有三个大日子，对不对？
In one year, there are three big days.
至少有一个受难节，你要来啊。
On the day of.
受难节就是这个受。
Easter,
然后这个复活节
，Good Friday and Easter Monday。
哎，然后呢，你至少还有圣诞节嘛
？And then there's Christmas Day。
哦，这些节多么重要啊
！These are important days。
弟兄姊妹，每一天都很重要，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, every day is important, isn't it？
这些的节日指的是什么
？What are these festivals referring to？
弟兄姊妹。这些是影子啊
Brothers and sisters, these are mere shadows.
形体乃是基督啊
Because the substance is Christ.
这里面他说他们不持定元首
So here they're not holding fast to the head.
他们抓住影子
They grab hold of this shadow.
我们如果要让神的旨意成就在我们身上
If we want the will of God to be accomplished in us.
我们要持定元首
We have to hold fast to the head.
哦，这个元首多么荣耀啊
And this head is so glorious.
这个元首太丰富了
And this head is so full.
你知道，像我们这个人的头呢，真的是很贫穷的。
We know that our own physical head is very poor, lacking.
我们有一个影子，最多就一个。
We only have one shadow.
但是这一个荣耀的元首太丰富了。
But this glorious head is so abundant.
他的投影太多了。
And and out of his head, there's so many shadows.
但是这些不过是影子啊。
But they're all shadows.
不过是要说明这个头的丰富啊。
This is just to illustrate the fullness of the head.
所以要持定元首啊。
Therefore, hold fast to the head.
不要去抓住这些虚妄的东西。
Do not hold fast to these empty deceptions.
有的人跟我讲说，你要能够去一趟这个以色列地，那你的生命就完全不一样。
Some people would tell me that if you can go to Jerusalem once, your life will be totally changed.
哦，主耶稣曾经走过的地方。
This is the way that the Lord Jesus Christ has trodden.
你去踏一踏那个尘土，是主这位创造宇宙万有的神走过的地方啊。
This is the soil by which the Lord that created the universe had trodden.
你走在上面，你都觉得哈，它都不一样了。
When you trod upon them, you feel different.
弟兄姊妹，这是影子啊。
Brothers and sisters, these are mere shadows.
那个迦南美地是什么
？What does the land of Canaan refer to?
指的基督说的吗？
It refers to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不要抓住影子。
Brothers and sisters, do not grab hold of shadows.
我不是反对你去旅游，不是。
I'm not against you traveling.
弟兄，也可能你得到很多帮助。
Maybe you have gained much help.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们如果要神的旨意成就在我们身上，
However, if we want the will of God to be accomplished in our lives,
你抓住这些影子不会的。
And you cannot hold fast to these shadows to get the will of God accomplished in our lives.
抓住这些影子不会让神的旨意成就在我们身上的。
If you hold fast to these shadows, the will of God cannot accomplish in your lives.
只有持定元首。
You have to hold fast to the head.
要持定元首，不要抓住这些影子。
Do not hold fast to the head. Do not hold fast to the shadows.
而且告诉我们说，如果我们真的持定元首
，Furthermore, it says that, in addition to holding fast to the head,
他说就紧结彼此相助联络
，So you'll be supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments.
哎，这个英文的翻译就是说，那一个结呢，身体上有结的，那结是丰富的供应，还有一些筋是在那里联络的。
And so the joints would be supplying the entire body, and the ligaments join everything together.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的持定元首
，Brothers and sisters, when we truly hold fast to the head,
你发现你特别需要筋和结的供应。
You discover that you truly need the provision of the joints and the ligaments.
今天有些人说，只有主与我，我与主啊。
Some people say it's just the Lord and I the Lord.
我持定元首啊。
I hold fast to the head.
我持定元首了吗？
I have already held fast to the head.
弟兄姊妹，为什么这里不是说持定基督呢
？Why does it not say it's holding fast to Christ？
不是一样的意思吗
？Isn't this the same meaning？
圣灵在这里明明启示我们。
The Holy Spirit clearly reveals this to us.
你持定元首，你就和整个的身体连在一起。
When you hold fast to the head, you are totally joined with the entire body.
弟兄姊妹，你发现基督身体的供应何等宝贵呢？
You see how precious the provision of the body.
弟兄姊妹，持定元首。
Brothers and sisters, hold fast to the head.
神所要得着的不仅仅是一个一个的单个的个体。
God does not only want individuals.
神所要得着乃是一个荣耀的身体。
God wants a glorious body.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要筋和节来供应我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need joints and ligaments to supply us.
借着这样的持定元首。
And in this manner, we hold fast to the head.
当我们在这里因着神在我们里面增加的缘故，我们增长了。
And because of the increase in Christ in us, we grow.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样增长的时候，我们也成了筋和节了。
As we grow in this manner, we ourselves also become joints and ligaments.
我们也成了身体的供应了。
And we also become provision to the body.
你看整个身体就大得长进了。
And you see that the body grows with a great growth.
你看见神的旨意就要成就在我们的中间了。
You see that the will of God is accomplished in us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的是持定元首
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly hold fast to the head,
神一定让我们看见他的身体。
God will surely show us His body.
我们不能单独。
We cannot be alone.
我们需要活在基督的身体的里面。
We need to live in the body of Christ.
在基督身体里的丰富是何等的丰盛呢
？Because the body of Christ is so abundant.
因为这个教会是他的身体。
Because the church is His body.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of all who fills all in all.
你说你要得着基督的丰盛。
You say that you want to gain the fullness of Christ.
一个人永远不可能进入基督的丰盛。
By you yourself, you cannot enter into the fullness of Christ.
我们必须和众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱是何等的阔长深高啊。
Truly, it is with the multitude of things that we can understand the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of God.
弟兄姊妹，纵然我的度量是非常的大。
Even though I have a great measure.
一个人无论如何没有办法来领略，来进入这样的丰盛的里面。
Individually, we can surely not enter into this fullness.
持定元首。
Hold fast to the head.
紧接彼此相助联络。
Being supplied and held together by joints and ligaments.
因着神的增长，我们就大得长进呐。
And grows with a growth which is from God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，多么荣耀啊
！Brothers and sisters, it's so glorious.
只有这样才能让神的旨意成就在我们中间。
This is the only manner by which the will of God can be accomplished in us.
而且后面告诉我们，不要抓住许多律法规条。
Furthermore, at the back it tells us not to grab hold of all these legal rules.
我们既然在与基督同死了。
Because you have died with Christ.
为什么还抓住这许多不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢
？Why are you still grabbing hold of decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, not touch?
哦，很多时候你知道这一个律法的思想深深的影响我们。
You know that a lot of times nihilism deeply influences us.
我觉得说如果我不看电视，那就真的是像圣人一样。
I would feel that if I don't watch TV, I'm like a saint.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候人说我在上班的时候一个电话都不打。
Some people would say when I'm at work, I would not make one personal call.
我一个电话都不打，你看我多么圣洁。
I would not make one personal call at work. Look how holy I am.
你知道大家他这么圣洁，人家都不敢给他打电话。
Because he's so holy, nobody dared to call him.
不仅上班的时候不敢给他打，下班也不敢打。
Not only would they not dare to call him at work, they wouldn't dare to call him outside of work.
弟兄姊妹，你抓住什么
？What are you grabbing hold of?
你抓住电话吗
？Are you grabbing hold of the phone?
你抓住这些做法吗
？Are you grabbing hold of these men's ways?
这些不能让神的旨意成就在我们身上。
These cannot enable the will of God to be accomplished.
持定软手，弟兄姊妹。
Hold fast to the head, brothers and sisters.
软手让你打你就打嘛。
The head tells you to make the call, make the call.
有的人打太长了，软手说不要再打了，你就停下来。
And some people make a too long a call, and the head says, cut the call short, and you cut the call short.
哦，软手借着圣灵在我们里面做管制的工作。
The head through the Holy Spirit. That's a disgusting job enough.
弟兄姊妹，只有持定元首，才能让神的旨意成就在我们身上啊。
Only through holding fast to the head can the will of God be accomplished in us.
不要抓住影子。
Do not grab hold of mere shadows.
不要抓住你自己。
Don't grab hold of yourself.
不要抓住这些的律法规条。
Do not grab hold of these rules and decrees.
持定元首。
Hold fast to the head.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我看真的是神的圣灵在这里开启，我就真的太荣耀了。
When the Holy Spirit reveals in this manner, I think it is so glorious.
从我们开始接受主耶稣基督那天开始。
From the time we receive Christ Jesus the Lord.
神的圣灵带我们来遵他而行。
The Spirit of God will lead us to walk in Him.
不要遵着其他的那个道理去行走。
Not walk in any other way.
不要以这个其他的做你脚前的灯，路上的光。
Not let anything else be the lamp to your feet and the light to your path.
让主的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And indeed, thy word become the lamp to our feet and the light to our path.
让我们好像义人的走的道路一样，真的是好像黎明的光啊，越照越明，直到日午。
So that the path of the righteous will become like the light of dawn, which becomes brighter and brighter until the noonday.
让我们遵他而行。
And we will walk in him.
照着基督的丰盛。
And according with the fullness of Christ.
持定元首基督。
Hold fast to the head, which is Christ Jesus the Lord.
借着这样和主发生这样的关系，你就看见神的旨意就成就在我们身上。
In this manner, have this relationship with the Lord, and you see the will of God is accomplished in you.
弟兄姊妹，好像哥罗西有人说那是真的高得顶天的。
There are some people who say that this book of Colossians is so high and lofty.
弟兄姊妹，没有错，实在是真的是属天的。
Truly, this book is heavenly.
但是这条道路却在我们每一个人的脚下。
However, this way is under all of our feet.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都可以从今天开始说：“主，我今天愿意。”遵你而行。
Every single one of us here can say, today, starting today, we will walk in you.
我今天愿意照着基督。
Today we want to act according to Christ.
我今天要持定元首。
Today I want to hold fast to the head.
让你的旨意成就在我们身上。
So that the will of God will be accomplished in us.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意必定成就在我们的身上。
And the will of God will surely be accomplished in us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你
！Lord, how we thank and praise you.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在你的里面。
Because in you, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
今天我们在你里面也都得了丰盛。
And in you today we have all gained the fullness.
我们心里何等的欢喜快乐
！How our hearts are full of thanksgiving and joy.
我们的心里不再爱慕其他的任何的人事物。
Our hearts no longer for any other people, things, or matters.
我们不再依靠任何其他的道路。
We do not rely on any other means.
我们单单来信靠主耶稣基督。
We only trust in the Lord and Him alone.
让你的旨意能够成就在我们每一个人的身上。
May your will be accomplished in every single one of us.
成就在你自己教会的身上。
And may your will be accomplished in your own church.
荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be unto you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray.